Thank you, Madam Vice President. Angola welcomes the Minister of Justice and commends the Central African Republic for its continued engagement with UN bodies, particularly with the Human Rights Council and its mechanisms. The report highlights the positive steps undertaken by all entities involved in the process of improving socio-humanitarian situation on the ground, including through prioritizing the rehabilitation of infrastructure, working towards an effective implementation of National Development Plan, the National Human Rights Policy and its action plan that can be crucial for peace and stability of the CARP. Angola joins all countries that acknowledge the importance of the technical assistance and capacity building to be provided to Central African Republic. It goes without saying that persists the need for multifaceted contributions to reducing the challenge posed to CAR as an LDC. While doing its part, Angola welcomes all the initiatives aimed at supporting the work of MINUSCA on the implementation of the Luanda roadmap parallel to the process of building capacity of government agencies and institutions in the areas covered by its mandate. Mr. Abetsi, what specific measures were taken in general to curb sexual violence against women and children? Thank you, Madam Vice President.